4. What now? What am I doing? What am I doing? Was I really going to pretend to be Sophie? Could I do that? I stood at the front of the classroom, holding Sophie's backpack. Should I go to the nurse's office? I wondered. Clearly, there was something wrong with me. But what would I even say to the nurse? Oh, hi! I am literally having an out-of-body experience! Students were zigzagging around me, taking their seats. Where should I sit? Where was Sophie's desk? Did middle school kids have assigned seats? Ugh! I had no idea how seventh grade worked. I was now the last kid standing, so I hurried to the back of the class and slipped into an empty desk. Sophie, why are you sitting back there? The teacher called out. Yeah, Sophie, said a floppy-haired boy I didn't know. Why is she in the back? Asked Mike Thompson. I knew his name because he was one of those friendly kids everyone knew. You should be sitting up here, Sophie, the teacher said, pointing to the desk in front of her. Like always. OMG. Sophie always sat in the front? Of course she did. I stood up and walked to the empty desk in the front row. Which class was this anyway? I hoped it was something that would be easy for a fifth grader, like art or music. Let's review yesterday's homework, the teacher said. Homework. Okay. I unzipped my Sophie's backpack. There were lots of books and papers in there, but which one to take out? My heart started to race. Wait. I could figure this out. I looked around the classroom. There were equations on the whiteboard. So, math. I reached into the backpack and pulled out a sheet of paper that looked like math homework. There were a lot of numbers and X's on it. Let's discuss pronominable binomial equations, the teacher said. Or I thought that was what she said. I had no idea what she actually said because I was in fifth grade and this was seventh grade math. And as my sister had pointed out, I had flunked my last math quiz. I kept my head down, praying that no one would notice me. What did you get for number 12, Sophie? The teacher asked. I cringed. I looked at Sophie's paper. 27. Terrific. Well done, as always. Can you explain to the class how you got that? There were a lot of Sophie's scribbles on the page, but I had no idea what they meant. I can't, really. Sorry. Silence. The teacher frowned, looking confused. I heard surprised murmurs. Sophie must have always known every answer and hogged all the air in the room, just like she did at home. I bet someone else could explain it better than I could, I said. The teacher nodded, recovering. Sure, we can let someone else take a stab at it. Kayla? Kayla smiled. Well, Miss Clark, first I... She went on for a bit, explaining her answer. Great work, said Miss Clark. And what if we changed the variable to 7? Can someone tell me what that would equal? No one raised their hand. Sophie? The teacher asked. Oh, come on. It's number. I mumbled, hoping that my made-up number word rhymed with the correct answer. Miss Clark blinked. Can you speak up? Yes, I can, I started, and then suddenly felt inspired. But I mean, who are we kidding? I'm sure we all think I speak up too often, which isn't fair to everyone else. There were gasps all around. The kids were looking at me like I was an alien. Wait, did they know that I... Addie was in Sophie's body? No. How could they know? They must have all figured that Sophie was being extra strange today. Okay, then, Miss Clark coughed out. She scanned the room. Does anyone else have the answer? Silence. Sophie, can't you help them out? Miss Clark asked. Seriously? Couldn't you give Sophie a break? I don't know it, I said. Miss Clark chuckled. I'm sorry. I must have misheard you, dear. It sounded like you said you didn't know the answer. A wide-eyed Mike Thompson spoke up. She really did say that. No fooling. Are you sure? Miss Clark asked, suddenly wobbly and steadying herself against the desk. I hoped I hadn't given her a heart attack. Getting a pass from a teacher is a good thing. Seeing a teacher pass out is not. A few kids exchanged worried looks. Had I upset the balance of the universe somehow? I had to make things right. What this class needed was one of my icebreaker puns. Luckily, I had one to fit this very moment. Sorry, I smiled at Miss Clark. I guess you shouldn't always count on me. Crickets. And then finally, a soft chuckle broke out. Was that Mike? Good old Mike Thompson punderstood me? He looked around the room, making eye contact with other kids, wordlessly asking them to back him up, and a few giggled along. Even Miss Clark now had a little curve to her lips. Look at that, Sophie. I was making people like you. As soon as the bell rang, I raced out into the hallway. I needed to find my sister, immediately. I needed to find me immediately. During math, I'd kept waiting for the real Sophie to show up and pound on the door, or for the principal to come and pull me out of class. But nothing had happened. I hurried toward my classroom. What was Sophie thinking? What was she saying to my friends? Had she pushed aside Miss Frankel and taken over teaching? I could totally see her doing that. Kids were spilling out of my classroom into the hallway, since Tuesdays were when we moved to a different room for art. Sloane and Leah came out giggling. I clenched my fists and prayed. Please, let them not be laughing at me. Please, please, please. Then I strutted out of class. Yes, I strutted out of class. I have to tell you, seeing yourself in person outside of your own body is the freakiest thing that can ever happen. I mean, can you imagine seeing your body walk out of a door and not, like, through a mirror? But there I was, and I saw that Leah and Sloane were not laughing at me. They were laughing with me. For real? Now my body was standing by the door and high-fiving kids as they left. Aaron, Chloe, Zoe, Jimmy, Jono. My body was high-fiving all of them. When did Sophie ever high-five anyone? And my body was cheering, woohoo, as I high-fived. I was stunned. I was a hit. Sophie was a hit. Miss Frankel came out next. My body tried to high-five her, but Miss Frankel frowned. Addie, she said calmly, are you all right today? You don't seem like yourself. You were very disruptive in class. Do I need to talk to your parents? I am not me today at all, actually, my body said. But it's so fun. I am so tall. What was happening? The Addie I was looking at spoke in my voice, but the tone of her words did not sound like me. Or like Sophie. If it wasn't Sophie in my body, who was it? Miss Frankel's forehead wrinkled. I suppose a growth spurt could be bringing on the behavior change, although your actions seem less mature. Not more... less mature? The truth hit me like a bucket of ice water. Oh no. Oh no. Could it be? Just then, My body saw me and started waving and jumping. Hi, Sophie! Hi! Guess what happened? Guess! Guess! Miss Frankel smiled uncomfortably and backed away from both of us. Other me ran right toward me. Sophie! Guess what? Guess what? I'm Addie! Is that you, Camille? I asked under my breath. She jumped on her tiptoes, or my tiptoes. Yes, yes, yes! How did you know? I look like Addie, though, right? I'm tall like Addie, and I look like Addie in the mirror, and everyone called me Addie, so I'm Addie now. Oh, wow. Camille was Addie. Camille was me. I pulled her over to the side of the hallway so no one could hear us. Tell me exactly what happened, I whispered. She threw up her hands in confusion. I don't know. I was in the apple room, which is what they call my classroom. Did you know that? And I took out the blue and yellow finger paints, and I was going to work on my project. I'm making a picture of a sloth and an umbrella. Isn't that funny? And then, boom! There I was, standing in this hallway. And I was tall. She paused to look around at the world from her height before she went on. I was confused at first, so I went back to the apple classroom. And I knocked on the door, and Miss Pinnerette came out and said that Camille couldn't say hi right now, which was confusing because I am Camille. Or I used to be. So I walked back to this hallway, and then I saw Leah and Sloane. And they said, hi, Addie. So then I said, I'm not Addie. And they laughed and said, yes, I was. I was confused again. But then we took a group selfie, and I looked at our picture, and you know what? I was Addie. And I am. Isn't that so fun? So I think Addie and I switch places. I am her, and she is me. I never noticed how many expressions my face makes when I talk. I shook my head. Camille, it's me. Addie. She bit her lower lip. Huh? She finally said. I look like Sophie, but I'm actually Addie inside Sophie's body. You're Addie in Sophie's body? Camille asked, eyes wide. I nodded. So then, if I am in your body, Camille began, and you are in Sophie's body, does that mean Sophie is in my body? OMG. She was right. Sophie, my 12-year-old big sister, was stuck in Camille's 5-year-old body. We have to find Sophie, I said. Now. In the apple classroom? Camille asked, eyes wide. Yes. I grabbed my sister's hand and led her down the hall. Sloane and Leah were staring at us in shock. I realized they'd been waiting for me. Well, for Camille. Addie, where are you going? Leah called. We have art. There's a family issue, I said, which was true. Is everything okay? Sloane asked. Can you still rehearse Wild Ride during lunch? My sister obviously hadn't told my friends that she, wasn't allowed to be in the talent show. Addie will talk to you later, I called, tugging Camille toward the staircase. I couldn't explain anything now, and I couldn't worry about the talent show or missing class until we got this emergency straightened out. I ran with my sister down the stairs and toward the pre-K classroom. I peered inside the little glass window. Where was Camille? I didn't see my baby sister among the kids playing with blocks. I knocked on the door. Hi, Miss Pinnerette, Cam in my body sang as the teacher opened the door. Hi, Addie. Hi, Sophie, the teacher said. Where's Camille? I blurted out. We need her, right away. You just missed her, she said. Your dad came to get her. Why? Cam in my body said. She's going to miss snack time. That's the best time. True, the teacher said. But she... Well, she... Was she freaking out? I asked. Miss Pinnerette hesitated. She was definitely acting up. A little girl behind her cried out, Camille threw the small chair. Uh-oh. We are not allowed to throw the furniture, another kid added. Miss Pinneret gave me a small smile. We'll see her tomorrow, I'm sure. Bye, girls, she said, and closed the door. We need to go home and find Sophie, I said. Cam and my body shook her head. I don't want to go home yet. I want to go to Big Kid lunchtime. Is there ice cream? I bet there's ice cream. No ice cream, I said. Are you sure? She asked. Yes. I paced up and down the hallway. What do? We can't just leave. Maybe we should go to the nurse and tell her we're not feeling well. But I'm feeling great, my sister said. Did you see how tall I am? I sighed. Telling the nurse we felt sick would definitely count as a lie, but these were desperate times. Let's go to the nurse, I decided, hurrying down the hallway. Follow my lead, okay? 2 minutes later, we were in Nurse Jamerson's office. We have the flu, I told her, and we threw up. I think we need to go home. Both of you? She asked. Yep, said Camille in my body. We both threw up. So much threw up. Blah, blah, blah. The nurse furrowed her brow. I held my breath, waiting for her to tell us, nice try, go back to class. But instead, she said, poor girls, I'll call your parents. I exhaled as she picked up her phone. Hello, Mr. Asante, she said. It's Nurse Jamerson. I'm sorry to say that both your daughters have caught some sort of bug. Shall I tell them you'll come get them? Of course, I'll ask them. She looked up at us. Are you okay to walk home on your own? Your dad just got home with your sister. By myself? I wasn't allowed to walk home by myself. Not without Sophie. Oh, wait. I was Sophie. Yep, I said. No problem. Can do. Feel better, the nurse told us as we left her office. So, we're going home? My sister asked as we headed out the main entrance. I nodded. Can we stop and get ice cream? She asked. I was about to say, don't be ridiculous, we need to go right home, we need to talk to Sophie. Also, I wasn't allowed to get ice cream by myself. But then I realized, yet again, I was Sophie. I could get ice cream by myself. Wait, did Sophie have money to get ice cream? I reached into my bag and found Sophie's wallet. There was a 10 and 2 fives in there. I smiled. Yes, Camille, I said. I scream, you scream. We're definitely getting ice cream.